Ezra's Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Nun, relates to where I am at right now. Baruch Hashem, I am sitting in Woodmere for a Shabbaton Erev Shabbos with the Talmidim. I just came in from Israel, and Bezer Hashem going back to Arzenu HaKadosha on Matzoy Shabbos. What happens if at the Shabbaton, one of my Talmidim asks me about traveling on Shabbos, asks me about traveling on Matzah Shabbos. Is one allowed to discuss one's travel plans, particularly, we'll title this, Flying to Israel, are you allowed to discuss it on Shabbos? That emerges from our daf on Daf Kuf Nun. The Gemara has a couple of rules on Kuf Nun. Number one, the Gemara on Kuf Nun teaches us the very important pasuk in Yeshayahu, which is Mimtzoch Fatzecha V'daber Dover. Often people don't quote the whole part of the pasuk. Im Toshuv Mishabbos Raglecha Asos Chafatzecha. If you hold back from walking the way you do during the week, or doing the things that you normally do with objects during the week, V'Karasol Shabbos Onik B'Yom Kachi V'Karasol Shabbos Onik L'Kodesh Hashem Mechubad V'Chibato, you honor it Masos Terachecha, from doing the normal things of the week, Mimtzoch Chafatzecha V'daber Dover. The Gemara on Kuf Nun concludes that the prohibition is to speak about Daber Dover. One of the major categories of Daber Dover is to speak about doing Malacha on Shabbos. And the Gemara concludes, Dibur is Asur, Hirur is Mutter. Gemara on Kuf Nun Amabez describes that the nature of the Dibur needs to include something that normally would require a malacha that is prohibited. The Gemara quotes of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, 15 lines from the top, Mutar la'adam lomar lechaver l'krach proni ani holech l'machar. I am going to a particular city. Now normally that city is outside the tchum. How could you say that? You're saying that you're going to do an Isur d'araisa. By the way, the post can spell out that it will be Osir to insinuate whether it's an Isur d'araisa or an Isur d'arabanan. Rav Yehuda Mishmuel explains, Shim Yesh Baragonin, if there were huts within 70 amos of each other, outside of the city, you'd be allowed to take that route. The Gemara therefore concludes, and we're going to see that this is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Zayin as well, that one is allowed to talk about an action that one will do if malacha won't necessarily, or isn't necessary to be done to fulfill that action. Says the Mechaber in Simin Shin Zayin Sifches, this halacha, Yachol lomar lechaver o lekrach ploni ani holech lemachar. You're allowed to tell your friend, I'm going to this particular city tomorrow. V'chein mutar lomar lo lechi mi lekrach ploni lemachar. And you're allowed to say, go with me. Kivan shayom yachol lelech al yidei borganin. Since you'll be able to go out with borganin, it's going to be acceptable. You don't necessarily have to go out of the tchum. Comments the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamid. So therefore, Mikol Mokom Mutar Lomar LeKrach Ploni Ani Holech LeMachar. Kivan Dal Etzam Halicha Ein Isur. If you're talking about walking, it's not going to be problematic. Even if there aren't Borgonin, the huts, that make it permissible to go further. Miu comments the Mishnah Berurah, quoting from the Taz, Magen Avraham and Shar Achronim. That's a nice a litany. Asar lomar, it's prohibited to say, ani rochev lemachar, I am riding tomorrow, osheilich bakaron, or I am going in a carriage. To do that is to ride on a horse, and that's going to be an isur derabbanan. And we said that the post can spell out, that it applies whether we're talking about isur derabbanan as well as isur deraisa, as we see from this Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, a person is not allowed to say that I am driving my car tomorrow to such and such place. Nevertheless, in terms of the halacha lemaisa, there is two important pieces of information. Before we get to the halacha, I'd like to share with you a beautiful pshat of the Aruch HaShulchan in this halacha. The Aruch HaShulchan says the two rules that we shared together from Kuf Nun and Kuf Nun Amabez go hand in hand. If I say to someone that I am going outside of the city, the odds that there is a bourgeoning every 70 amos is pretty slim. Why could I say that? If at the end of the day, it's clear, or it seems to be clear that I'm talking about malacha. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Shmuel's position, and the way we pass in Shulchan Aruch, if you don't speak about malacha explicitly, then it's permissible, works hand in hand with the other halacha that we mentioned from Kuf Nun Amar Aleph, and that is, Dibur Asur, Vihirhur Mutter. That there isn't a prohibition of Hirhur, of malacha, on Shabbos, particularly Dibur. The Aruch HaShulchan claims the two topics go together. And if I say to someone that I am going to be going to a place which normally constitutes a malacha, and he understands it, as long as I don't say it, then it's going to be permissible. This sets up for the amazing psak of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zatzal, brought down in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in Perik Chavtes, Ha'ara Kuf Nun Ches, in what we would call the middle edition, not the newest edition, but after the first edition. Says Rav Neuvert, Lo Yomar Adam Machar Eseh B'Mechonit L'Makom Ploni. You're not allowed to say to somebody, tomorrow I'm going to travel in a car to a particular place. Therefore, coming back to my Shabbos in Chutz Lartz, a short stay in Chutz Lartz, Baruch Hashem, I get back to go to Arzeinu HaKadosha quickly. If my Talmidim ask me about the flight on Matzoy Shabbos, then in such a case, I will not be allowed to respond in regards to saying that my flight is going at such and such time. The flight on an airplane is clearly in Isur Melacha and Isur Daraisa. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman in the footnote in Kuf Nun Ches is quoted by Rav Neuvert as saying, "Umeagrashaz Orbach Shamati, the Mikivan de Bisfina Mutl and Saw B'Shabbos." Since Alochi in Simin Reish Mem Ches Siv Gimel says that if the Sfina, the boat, is in the same tchum as a person on Shabbos, you're allowed to begin travel on a boat. Take a look at the halachos there. The word to travel is not prohibited. V'korim lazegam b'shem nisiya, and it's referred to as a nisiya. Nisiya b'sfina, nisina b'matos. To fly with a ship or to fly with an airplane. I'm adding. Efshur demutu ladaber b'shabbos stamol nisiya. You're allowed to talk about traveling. Im eino mazkir b'feirish nisiya b'mechonit o b'rakevet. If he doesn't mention that he's taking a car, a train, and of course, for many of us who are zochet to go back and forth from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, an airplane as well. So bottom line, Rabbi Osai, since the Isser, using the Svara of the Aruch HaShulchan just gives a more of a tam to it, since the Isser is only an Isser of Dibur, but Hirur is not going to be Osir and Shabbos, and the word to travel has connotation even to travel with a mode that's permissible, like a ship. Similarly, it's quoted the name of Rav Yashiv in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, that in an area that a person could travel with a bicycle. Obviously, when it comes to traveling to Israel, you don't travel to Israel with a bicycle. But if you go with the Aruch HaShulchan's observation, Rav Shlomo Zalman said that, since it's possible to travel with a ship, even though everybody knows that I'm not taking a ship on Matzai Shabbos to be back with my Talmidim and family on Monday morning, nevertheless, the halacha is that it would be acceptable because there is no dibur of Isser. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the fascinating halacha from Daf Kuf Nun.